On to presidential politics now. The campaign money totals for the second quarter are now in. The numbers are impressive, and so is the spending. Senator Barack Obama led the Democratic PAC with $33 million this quarter. That brings his total to a record-breaking $58.5 million. Senator Hillary Clinton is not far behind with $27 million raised this quarter and a total of $53 million. For the Republicans, the money is also pouring in. Former Republican Mayor Rudy Giuliani leads his party, raising $18 million this quarter. Former Governor Mitt Romney raised $14 million, and Senator John McCain a disappointing $11 million. Now, we were wondering, what does all that money buy? So we're joined by Jean Cumming. She's a correspondent with Politico.com. She covers campaign cash. Jean, the candidates are raising mountains of money. How fast are they spending it? What's the so-called burn rate?
The burn rates are pretty high this season. Unlike previous cycles when candidates at this stage in the second quarter were building up big blocks of cash in the bank to spend on advertising and travel in the fall, they're spending it this year from the get-go because the campaign's moving fast. So we have candidates spending $3.5 million a month. And in the case of Mitt Romney, the biggest spender in the group, he's spending $4 million a month.
It's a lot of money. How are they spending all that money? What's the biggest expenditure?
For almost all of them, the biggest expenditure is payroll. They're all building their staffs right now. And when you hire staff, you take on extra costs like insurance and benefits and payroll taxes. And so take John McCain. In the first quarter, his salary levels were $1.5 million for 3 months. Doesn't sound so bad. When you add in almost $1 million of payroll taxes and more than $500,000 in benefits, the actual cost was double, $3 million.
So what about consultants, polls, advertising? Where does that fit into the spending?
Frankly, that will come later for all of the candidates except one, Mitt Romney. He is the only one who is spending money on what are considered political projects. He has spent about $5 million on television advertising. He is a consultant's dream. He's spending nearly $1 million on fundraising consultants. He's spending more than $500,000 on Get Out the Vote consulting. He has a very heavy budget for consultants. You don't see that with the other ones. You see far more bare bones building operations, rents, furniture, payroll, that sort of thing.
For all the money spent on consultants, what is the going rate for a consultant? How much do you actually pay for a contract? And what do those consultants do?
Well, it's hard to tell because each one of them is negotiated. And the beginning of this year, the consultants were negotiating pretty high rates, a couple $100,000 a month in some cases.
Did you say a couple $100,000 a month?
Yes, the McCain campaign had contracts that were worth millions. And that was the first thing that they cut. And so there are some very big contracts out there. And these are the people, for instance, that are consultants to maybe both run a campaign and oversee the advertising for it. And basically what these people do is, say you're a fundraising consultant. What you do is you come in and guide the campaign. You map out where to go, what kind of events might work, how to invite, who to invite to help guide the campaign in raising money. The Get Out the Vote consultants would come in and help you develop lists of voters that you later want to contact, perhaps look into registration.
So with so many candidates on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, sounds like it's probably a full employment economy for consultants.
It certainly has been. I have to admit, I think that the McCain implosion sent a chill through the system. And we were seeing sort of inflation of salaries in the beginning, because there were so many candidates vying for the best people, and those best people could cut pretty good deals. But now that I think the candidates and the other campaigns have seen what happened to McCain, I think it's kind of shaken the field a little bit and brought some reality here that someone of that stature could run out of money because they'd mismanaged it. We just haven't seen that in any modern day campaign.
Jean Cumming, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Jean Cumming covers campaign cash for Politico.com.